Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm the senior minister of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about being kind. And as we've looked at already this week, we discover that our kindness ought to be a reflection of God's kindness towards us. So each day we're taking a look at something in the Bible that we can learn about the kindness, the reason for our kindness, the results that ought to flow from our kindness, the attitude, the source. And today we're going to talk and pray about being kind to provide opportunity. Opportunity to share Jesus, to make Him known. We recognize that God's kindness is extended towards us, towards mankind in general, so that we would turn to Him, that we would find that opportunity to be in relationship with the living God. And sometimes our kindness towards others isn't solely, rarely is it solely about just us and someone else. Because there are people watching. There are people learning. There are people wondering. We'll look today at Acts chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. It says, if we are being called to account today for an act of kindness shown to a cripple and are asked how he was healed, then know this. You and all the people of Israel, it is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you healed. As Peter and John are involved in the God healing a lame man, a crippled man, everybody wants to know, who did this? How did this happen? And instead of rejoicing that a crippled man can now walk, the religious leaders are, well, they're upset. And they have a lot of questions. And Peter's response to all of the questioning, to all of the investigation, is made possible because of the kindness shown to the lame man. Now, obviously, he benefited. He went from being crippled to being able to walk and leap and praise God. But this kindness was also accomplished in order to give opportunity to share the good news of Jesus. And so Peter's declaration, if you want to know the source of this act of kindness, if you want to know how this kindness has come about, then I want you and all of Israel, I want everyone to know that this Jesus that you rejected, that was crucified, that was buried, that rose from the dead, that ascended back to heaven, this Jesus made this kindness possible. It's this Jesus that restored that which needed restored. This Jesus, the author of the kindness that we were involved in. And it's that example that ought to flow into our life in a way that our kindness towards others is not solely about them, No, we're not using it to exploit them. Not using it to even exalt us. Our kindness ought to be genuine. But there are times where God uses our kindness towards someone else to create an opportunity to share Jesus, the power of God within us, to a third party, to an observer, to a skeptic, to someone who's disillusioned, who's given up on kindness even being available anywhere. We live in a world full of people who need kindness, but rarely find it. It's likely you may be one of those at times. We sang a song this past Sunday about everyone needs compassion. And in that song, it talks about we need the kindness of a Savior. Let mercy flow. We need that from God. We need that compassion, that willingness to join in the sufferings of others, to extend kindness all of the time. We all need it. And being kind opens up opportunities to talk about the source of our kindness. Especially when our kindness is extended unexpectedly. When our kindness doesn't look like it's been deserved. When we learn to be kind as a nature of God's Spirit producing fruit in us, then the source of the kindness becomes God Himself rather than someone earning it, rather than someone deserving it. And we recognize that God uses our obedience to declare Himself as being faithful. And so today, as you practice being kind, it's not always natural. It's rarely easy. But it is what God desires in us and from us. So you, as you put this goal of being kind to all people, just like being at peace with all as far as it depends upon you, being kind as far as it depends upon you. Not everyone will receive that kindness in a way that's well appreciated. But keep being kind. And look for the opportunities to share about this Jesus, crucified, buried, risen from the dead, ascended to heaven, returning for those who are His. Make the most of those opportunities, as the greatest kindness you can extend to anyone is to share with them about Jesus. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. And it's in your love that we have known the kindness of a Savior. A love extended towards us, undeserved, even unasked for, but so needed. God, I pray today as we recognize your kindness in our life, that it would help our kindness towards others to grow. And Father, it would be a benefit to those that we are kind to. But God, also help us to notice those opportunities to share about Jesus. The opportunities that our kindness produces. When though people around us ask, why did you do that? In a good way. The surprise of unexpected kindness. Rather than brushing it off as just, I don't know, that's what I did, God. Help us to be deliberate about the opportunities to tell about your kindness in our life. May we give you the credit for a kindness that's produced by your Spirit. Not a natural kindness that's reciprocated to those who are kind to us, but a supernatural kindness that is the fruit of your Spirit working in us. May we have the courage and humility to talk about Jesus as the source of our kindness. The one who empowers us. The one who leads us and guides us. The one who saves us. And so God, today, help us to be kind. And in that kindness, help us to make the most of the unexpected opportunities to share about Jesus. That we would lift him up so that he would draw all people to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.